B-Pod Studios.
To make sense of this deal, to see where it ranks, because the Milwaukee Bucks got richer and so did the Toronto Raptors. That's bringing the man covering Sixers for The Athletic, Rich Hoffman, on the Comcast Business Hotline. Rich, what's it all mean, buddy?
Well, Mike, I think it means that the Sixers are all in this year in a way that I'm not sure many of us were anticipating at the beginning of the season. But, I mean, I think when you look at the Tobias Harris move, I think it's fair to say they probably have the best starting lineup in the Eastern Conference. They probably have the second best starting lineup in the league behind Golden State. And, you know, with the additions they made today, I do not think these guys are world beaters by any means, but to add a couple of wings who can play, I do think, like you said, kind of pushes TJ down in the rotation and gives them a little bit of a different element than they've had defensively.
Yeah, it's all about wings. You know, you got to have guys that can play on the perimeter, that can switch and defend three and four, and it looks like they got a bunch of players that can do that. So, like, at the end, when I've been asking this general question to people, I'm going to ask you, at the end of this day, will we be able to say the Sixers will play the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals, or are more than likely to?
If it was like over 50% or not, I would go under. The Eastern Conference, I mean, you mentioned some of the other moves that Milwaukee made. The Bucks kind of came out of nowhere this year, but they have been the best team in the East by a mile, and they certainly have to be taken seriously. I mean, I think we know what the Celtics are capable of, even if they've kind of stumbled through the season, and Toronto just kicked the Sixers' butt the other night too. So we kind of know that the East, I would say, probably has the four best teams in the league outside of the Warriors. I would also say, though, before this trade deadline and they got Harris, I would have given the Sixers kind of a minimal shot to get out of that group. It has certainly improved quite a bit.
Well, in Vegas, it's a four-way tie right now. So we'll see what happens. Now, is there a chance they add one more shooter off a buyout? Wayne Ellington has been mentioned. Wesley Matthews would have been palatable, but he goes to the Pacers. That's kind of unusual. Do they need one more shooter? Could they use Ellington here?
Yes, they could use Ellington. I knew they had some interest in him when, you know, he was first traded and it seemed like he was going to hit that buyout market. They have a little extra money to give him in the room mid-level exception than most teams. And, it might not hurt that he's also from here. I don't know if that matters or not to him. But, yes, they could certainly use him kind of in the minutes that J.J. Redick doesn't play. Brett Brown uses J.J. Redick really well as kind of a shooter who moves around and runs around and boosts the offense that way.
Yeah.
Ellington's kind of a perfect fit in that regard. Doesn't really guard anybody, though.
No, he doesn't. He would be like Kyle Korver coming off the bench making three-point shots. Let me ask you about the Fultz trade and whether they made this painstakingly or whether they had, in your opinion, kind of given up on him and were looking to make this deal anyway.
I think they were looking to make the deal, especially when you consider the Harris trade they made and going all in. And, you know, their plan, from what I'm told, is to keep all four of these guys in Simmons, Butler, Redick, and Embiid. That's going to be really costly coming up, like, basically in 2 years. So to get Fultz off the books was important from, you know, clearing cap space this year anyway. Yeah, I think they were looking to move on. They had some different offers. I thought it was interesting that they kind of went with the first-round pick route and kind of recouping some future value instead of maybe, you know, Jonathan Simmons is a good defender. And like you said, he can switch. I mean, he's one of the few people who's about as bad of a shooter as Markelle Fultz is though. So, that was kind of an interesting move. And it was also kind of ironic that was the trade they made for Pacechnis. That was the pick they initially gave up to them. Kind of shows what a disastrous draft night that was for the Sixers.
Yeah. And Jonathan Simmons this year has played in 41 games. He's only started 9. He's a 23% three-point shooter, and he shoots 40% from the field. So he's not going to make the occasional three. And I don't know where they can use him. I thought that they were going to get a better player than that, and they still might. So we'll see what happens. So you are high still on the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, I am. I think the Gasol addition today was interesting. that could be somebody. I know Valanciunas actually has played Embiid pretty well this year. That's kind of a big body they can throw up against Embiid. But, yeah, man, I think Kawhi Leonard is probably the best player in the East, and he gives Ben Simmons fits. Ben Simmons turns the ball over six or seven times at least a game against them. They have, I think their shooting is a little bit questionable. I think that there was like a stat, whenever they shoot average, they pretty much beat everybody from three, and that's a little bit questionable. But yeah, I certainly, like you said, the Vegas odds are about even for all four of those teams.
Yep, they're all even, 12 to 1, I believe they're all at.
Sounds about
right. 9 to 1, I'm sorry, 9 to 1.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And I mean, it's going to be fun. I mean, I think everybody's going to be waiting for the second round. I think barring some catastrophic injury or something, we know who those four teams are going to be.
Yeah, the question I have, and I don't know if you can even answer, is a speculative question, which is whether Brett Brown can blend this whole thing. Does he have enough time to blend it as they go into the playoffs? And if the Sixers do not, say, win the East, do you think his job would be in trouble?
Hard to say. I will say it is a difficult coaching job. You know, even though he has a ton of talent, it's a tough fit. As you know, Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid have grumbled about their roles already. Now you're adding Tobias Harrison in the mix. He is a good fit as a shooter and somebody who can play off the ball. I think, you know, how he rotates the team is going to be really interesting. Jimmy Butler's probably going to get a little more run at point guard, I would imagine, with all of these wings now. And maybe that's kind of a way to placate him and give him more of an opportunity to shoot. But, yeah, I mean, that starting five, that's five people who like the ball. I mean, especially because you're not going to, you know, completely forget about J.J. Redick. He's so crucial to what they do on offense. It's a tough job.
They're the only team with five guys, 17 or more points. Now, that obviously is a gaudy stat, but in practicality, it's not going to work out that way because not everybody can have the ball to get those kind of opportunities to score that many points. So who's the step-back guy here? Who's the alpha? Who are the step-back guys?
Well, I think it's safe to say it's still Joel Embiid's team. That's not going to change. This is his city. This is his franchise. This is his team. Besides that, yeah, that's interesting. And to me, the biggest variable here, both during the season and going into the offseason when he's a restricted free agent or an unrestricted free agent, is Jimmy Butler. And, you know, I'm not sure, you know, Tobias Harris is younger than him. He's probably not as good, but he is a better fit with Joel Embiid for sure. And Jimmy, you know, it'll be interesting to see what he wants. He is going to be, I think, especially crucial on the defensive end, because the one thing I'm a little bit worried about with this team right now is that they don't have somebody to stop the Kyrie Irvings of the world, a point guard defender. It's kind of why I think the Sixers would have been nice if it was Patrick Beverley instead of Mike Scott in the Clippers trade, if they were just kind of throwing people in.
Uh-huh.
I feel like Beverley could have chased some point guards around for a few minutes a game in the playoffs. That would have been nice. Jimmy's going to have to really bring it on the defensive end, and he's probably going to have to take a little bit of a step back on offense. And like you said, I'll be curious to see how he handles that.
Yeah, here's the last question, and it involves Butler, because I was at the game the other night against the Raptors, and I left the game thinking Jimmy Butler doesn't want to play here. Like he didn't. I'm like trying to put myself in his head, and he goes, you know, this team can't win. They're not good enough to win, so he kind of fades away. Now he can't say that. Now this is the ultimate Jimmy Butler test, because they surely have enough talent to win, and I'm curious to know how engaged he's going to be from this point on.
A great question, and yeah, it's. I mean, he's always said, I don't care about my points, I just want to win. And that's the test right now, because guess what? It might mean that you're not the alpha dog on the team, and I'm as curious as anybody to see what happens, but they're going to need defense from him. They're going to need buy-in in the locker room. They're going to need him to maybe take a step back on offense sometimes. And yeah, this team certainly has the talent to at least make the NBA finals right now.
All right, Rich, we will see what happens. It's a different day, that's for sure. Thanks for coming on, brother.
Thanks, man.
All right, it's Rich Hoff in The Athletic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.